Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Serve up holiday magic from Whole Foods Market. Save on organic spiral-cut bone-in ham and curated cheeses. Plus, explore limited-time finds and gifts for every gathering. Shop Whole Foods Market in-store or online. Terms apply.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, the lead story on the Irish Times is state plans to stop housing new Ukrainian arrivals. New arrivals from Ukraine would not be offered accommodation from next March under proposals being developed by senior government officials. The measure is one of a range being explored as the state tries to reduce the numbers of Ukrainians living in publicly funded accommodation over the coming months. It's understood that other options being considered by officials include the introduction of a new maximum stay rule focused on existing Ukrainians who have been in state accommodation for the longest time. First, well, cabinet ministers were told last week that an examination of policy levers is underway to reduce the numbers of Ukrainians staying in state accommodation and incentivize moves to independent living. And a list of possible measures are being discussed by senior officials. It also includes ending accommodation for Ukrainians who earn above a certain threshold, informed by economic profiling. And the measures under consideration have been discussed by senior officials but haven't been widely circulated among ministers yet and have not been discussed by the Cabinet Committee on Ukraine, which deals with accommodation for asylum seekers and refugees. And the Irish Times also reports that the number of Ukrainians in accommodation supported by the Department of Integration has fallen significantly in recent months to 35,833, and that compares to over 58,000 a year ago. So that's the lead story on the Irish Times. It also has that story about the Israelis move away from Irish UN posts in Lebanon. The Israeli Defence Forces are no longer operating in an area of Lebanon close to Irish peacekeepers. It's been confirmed the government has welcomed the move, and I think the whole country does too, about wanting the Israelis to move away from the Irish troops there and hopefully reduce the danger they are in. Well, the Irish Examiner, Irish peacekeepers will not shirk their duty. That's their headline. It was sadly only a matter of time before Israel's war on Palestine and Palestinians made its way from north from Gaza and over the imaginary border across the blue line into South Lebanon. Men and women in Irish military uniforms wearing the blue helmet of the UN peacekeeping force, UNIFIL, are stationed across four separate locations in Lebanon, the majority of them only a few kilometres from Israel. And that's an article by Colin Sheridan, who's commenting on Ireland's involvement there in Lebanon. I remember a few years ago visiting Israel and Palestine, actually, and stood on the border there with Lebanon. It's quite extraordinary, really, what's happening. Also leading the Irish Examiner, Cork deserves better as bus services reduced. Hundreds of services on some of Cork City's busiest bus routes are to be cut in less than 2 weeks, casting doubt on plans to expand the network next year. Just 24 hours after the NTA heralded the fact more than 1 million passengers are now availing of public transport every day across the country, details emerge of a briefing given by Bus Éireann to Cork City's politicians on its plans to cut services across its high-frequency routes 202, 202A, 205, 208 and the 24-hour 220. So not great news on public transport there for the country's second city. Irish Independent, it leads on the story of parties at war over letters of references for sex abusers. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has threatened to embroil senior government figures in a controversy surrounding her party's handling of a child sex abuser during fiery Doyle exchanges. Mix MacDonald challenged the government parties on their child protection policies. On the front of the Irish Daily Mail, they feature the car crash involving an Irish soccer star in the last few days on the Limerick-Kerry border on Sunday. And then the sobering truth about what really happens to your body when you give up alcohol. It has an analysis inside the paper, but featured on the front of the paper. The Irish Sun, I'm broken, Maddie Beast got off. This is an interview, but the Irish rape victim Hazel Behan last night admitted she was broken after Madeleine McCann suspect Chris actress Jim Bruckner was cleared of attacking her and other women. The former tour guide said she was floored by the news, adding she was shattered. That's the lead on The Sun. The Irish Daily Mail, 24-year-old slain, fourth violent death in one family, tragic Kyle's cousin and young kids murdered by her husband. This is Kyle McDermott from Burton County Donegal, died after a row in Strabane, and that featured in the news bulletin as well. Irish Daily Mirror, I'm shattered, I'm really broken. And again, that's the Madeleine McCann suspect story. Christian Bruckner was cleared yesterday of raping Irish tour rep Hazel Behan. The Herald, it leads with the court case involving the former Republic of Ireland footballer Anthony Stokes, has been jailed for 15 months for having nearly €4,000 worth of cocaine in a sock as he led Gardaí on a high-speed car chase while he was over the legal alcohol limit. Other stories catching my eye in the front of the Times of London. To keep your heart healthy, sit down and enjoy a cuppa. It's often said a cup of tea solves everything. Now research suggests it could protect against heart attacks and strokes, and daily tea and coffee drinkers have better heart health. Linked to the anti-inflammatory benefits of caffeine, a study has found. It's extraordinary. I've just started drinking decaffeinated coffee, so maybe I should go back to it. Judging by that, a couple of other stories caught my eye. TikTok sued by 13 states and accused of harming children. TikTok faces new lawsuits filed by 13 US states and the District of Columbia yesterday, accusing the popular social media platform of harming and failing to protect young people. Sweet result, help your heart by having coffee and chocolate. Drinking coffee while tucking into a piece of chocolate could be good for your heart, a study suggests, and this is in the Irish Daily Mail, and it says caffeine was found to have an anti-inflammatory effect on vascular health, helping repair damaged cells and boost circulation. So a different angle on the same story there. And then a story in the Irish Daily Mirror, the Better Late Than Never plan for Dublin After Dark unveiled. Dublin City Council has unveiled a new transformative plan to position the capital as a leading nighttime destination in Europe. On Monday, this council launched the Dublin City Nighttime Economy Strategy, which aims to create a dynamic, inclusive and vibrant nightlife that will attract residents and visitors. And finally, one story that I think caught my eye. The museum worker who threw away a beer can artwork, a Dutch museum, has recovered from a bin and artwork that looks like two empty beer cans. A staff member had thrown it out thinking it was trash. And that's a story in the Irish Examiner.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.